This is a rebroadcast of Book Breakfast from the CFRU Archives. Tune in every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. for the live broadcast of Books for Breakfast on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
CFRU Archives.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is not the BBC.
No, but we will talk in British accents for a little while.
Actually, I'm done.
Oh, are you? Okay.
That's all I have.
You're tuned in to CFRU 93.3 FM. This is Thursday morning, and you're listening to Books for Breakfast. How are you doing this morning?
I'm very tired. How are you?
I'm great. I'm looking forward to this show.
We had a busy week.
We did have a busy week, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had a book club.
That was fun.
It was awesome.
Yeah, so we had our first Books for Breakfast book club. We met downtown at the Red Brick Cafe. I don't know, 8 people? Familiar faces, some strangers, all in various stages of the book.
Yeah.
Some of us had finished, some of us had not even got past fondling the cover. But it was great. It was a great discussion. And it really, it was timely because today we are going to talk to the author. So we read the book called The Selected Works of T.S. Spivet by author Rafe Larson. And after 9 o'clock today, we will try to treat you to an interview with him. So that's going to be good. Stay tuned. And then we'll get to our regular stuff as well. Before we do that, though, we're going to play a couple tunes for you from bands that will be in town very soon.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. So sit back and enjoy. On CFRU 93.3 FM.
circle the dead, poison the bloodstreams where bloodhounds run free, free to exchange one thought for another. Poppies burst like pearls from the mouths of unsuspecting girls dressed up for their slaughter.
Welcome back. You're listening to Books for Breakfast. Good morning. It's
Hi.
Thursday on the town.
It's almost Canada Day.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, happy be previous Canada Day to you. Not belated at all.
No.
What are you going to do for Canada Day?
I'm going to drive in the United States.
That sounds very patriotic. Our honorary American.
Yeah, I'm going to use some U.S. highways and go to Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario for a wedding.
Ah, and are you looking forward to it?
The drive, no. The wedding, yes.
Yeah. Taking any books?
Yeah, I'm going to take Ian McEwan's Saturday because I started it and I'm like 40 pages in.
Right on.
Oh, it's so good.
It's good, hey?
Yeah.
Give us the summary.
So far?
Yeah.
I actually don't know what happens in the book, which is weird for me. Usually I get a book as a recommendation and know what happens before it happens, but this is a case where I don't have any idea.
You didn't read the ending first?
No. So this neurosurgeon wakes up in the middle of the night, naked, but apparently that's normal for him. And he goes to the window of his London penthouse, and he's just ecstatic to be awake. He loves looking out on the world, and everything's very peaceful. And then all of a sudden, he sees this comet thing falling from the sky.
Right.
He realizes it's not a comet. It's actually an airplane.
Right.
So this is very quickly becomes a post 9/11 book. He has no idea of knowing what's happening. He's very confused and very upset. His like elation at watching a peaceful world has just been interrupted by this. I'm just now getting to the part where he's finding out what happened.
Right.
which is only 40 pages in. And I should say that the book is called Saturday, and the thing I do know about it is that it takes place on a Saturday. So there are no other days in this book. It's how many pages?
I know. That's kind of exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
All that can happen in...
It's 279 pages, and it's one day. And in the hands of someone else, not Ian McEwan, that could be hokey and bad.
Yeah.
But 40 pages in, and it's not 6 a.m. yet, and it's awesome.
The other guy who's done that so well is Don DeLillo. He does a book called Cosmopolis, mm-hmm. and the whole thing takes place during a drive.
Oh, wow.
Sitting in traffic.
Oh, man, that's more painful. This guy at least, like, moves around. He's gone to the kitchen.
That's a gorgeous book. I remember it as impressions more than mm-hmm. Quotes and things like that. Mm-hmm. But I remember this one shocker in the middle. I don't even know when in my life I read that. Pretty soon after it came out. And he's standing at one point. He's standing in the shower thinking about the ramifications of the world after this mm-hmm. terrorist, you know, after this huge event. And he's in the shower for a long time, and the hot water starts to run out. Mm-hmm. And then he starts to contemplate on, you know, privilege and how maybe one day in the future or in a different part in the world right now, you wouldn't even be able to have a 20-minute hot shower, mm-hmm. you know, and I was just thinking, like, how many 20-minute hot showers I've had in my life.
One today,
yeah.
For me.
Yeah,
the one. Can I read you something?
Please
from it?
Do. Yeah,
it's not. I think it's particularly insightful. It's meaningful to me right now because I'm reading for two. If you know what I mean.
Uh-huh. That is pretty cute. Wait a second. I think we found a new thing here.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever seen that as a T-shirt or anything?
No.
As a campaign?
I haven't.
Kelly Jones.
Reading
inventor
for two.
At large. What, okay, do you mind? Can you tell listeners what's... They might not even... Are we just allowed to say it? It's kind
yeah.
of strange news.
I'm pregnant.
Kelly's pregnant. Kelly's the P word.
Yeah.
Reading for two, that's a good campaign.
Yeah, you think so?
Let's start it.
I've been making an obsessive mental list, and it's getting to the point where it's so long I'm going to need to write it down of... books my child has to read or they're not going to be my child anymore.
Do you buy any of that sort of, who was it? Eddie Van Halen kind of like playing guitar to his baby in the womb. Do you buy any of the sort of reading in the womb kind of thing?
I've been monitoring when it's able to hear, and it's too little. It can't hear yet, but, yeah. In two more months, it will be able to hear, and I'll definitely start reading out loud.
But you won't let Eddie Van Halen play to it?
I don't see why not.
Eddie Van Halen, if you're out there, come on down to the studio.
I think someone else should be in charge of the musical education. But I'm actually, like, really concerned with the, like, cultural education that this kid is going to get, and I want it to be, you know, a lot like mine. I think I was raised on some great books, some yeah. great movies. If
Amen.
They don't like Star Wars, I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, that kind of great. Okay, I was thinking like, okay. But, not like 1984 at 6 months.
No.
No.
But later, for yeah. sure. I didn't need
months.
To read that. But so this is, I've been thinking a lot about that. And at this part in Ian McEwan's Saturday, he's descended into the basement kitchen. And he has two children, an older daughter, Daisy, and a younger son. Can't remember his name. And they're like night and day. They're completely different. So he's musing on how different he is from his son and how different his son is from his daughter, which to me initially was really disconcerting. Like, what if this person is just so different from me and
right.
we have nothing in common? What are we going to do together? What are we going to talk about?
Television.
How are we going to talk about books? How are we going to talk about TV? How
right.
are we going to talk about Star Wars?
That can't happen, though. You're too much of a... You're a good talker.
Well, I can't be pushy about it either, right? That's the other concern. So, here's what he says.
Okay.
Here's what Ian McEwan says about parenting. It's a commonplace of parenting and modern genetics that parents have little or no influence on the characters of their children. You never know who you are going to get. Opportunities, health, prospects, accent, table manners, these might lie within your power to shape. But what really determines the sort of person who's coming to live with you is which sperm finds which egg, how the cards in two packs are chosen, and then how they are shuffled, halved, and spliced at the moment of recombination. cheerful or neurotic, kind or greedy, curious or dull, expansive or shy, and anywhere in between. It can be quite an affront to parental self-regard, just how much of the work has already been done. On the other hand, it can let you off the hook. The point is made for you as soon as you have more than one child. Two entirely different people emerge from their roughly similar chances in life. It's like sort of positive. It's completely out of my hands, but that makes me not responsible, I guess, for it.
Or it makes you part of a larger system or something like that. Not responsible, but engaged.
Yeah.
Or responsible, maybe, just not ultimately responsible.
But that, I think that's an example of why this book is so good, even though it takes place just in one day, because it has these little asides that just linger after you've put the book down. You just think about that for hours.
That one was pretty cynical, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope he's not right.
I mean, the setup we gave was that...
good morning, by the way.
Good morning, Peter. Hey.
Yeah, the P word.
He's waking up on this Saturday, and after having spied something like a UFO or a comet, he has figured out through the news, et cetera, that in fact it's the terrorist attacks of 9/11.
Oh, okay.
So it's not actually.
No, it's not?
No, it's not. It's a plane crash.
Oh,
but
okay.
He's in London, and it's a cargo plane with only three people in it, and they're all fine. But he's thrown into this post 9/11 like fervor of, oh my gosh, you know, this is it. The world's coming to an end again. It's for real this time, in a way that it wasn't before, because it's happening here in London and not in New York. So,
and therefore he spends the day in his head thinking.
Yeah.
This is a book for you.
Yeah,
that's great.
Probably
amazing, huh? Okay, and that's you're taking that on your trip. Amazing. What else has gone on this week for you? Anything? You've got a nice stack there.
I have this, and I have China Mieville's The City in the City, which for me is an acquired. I haven't read it. Drew read it and hated it.
Oh.
So that makes me trepidatious and also very excited to read it, because he's not an avid reader. And he hated it so much that he didn't stop. He didn't do that thing you do, Peter, where you're like, I only made it to page 26, and this is why. He just, like, disliked it so much he had to keep going and sort of beat it. So I'm going to read that one.
That's powerful.
Dan and I were actually talking the other day about the books that we've thrown across rooms.
I like that one.
Yeah.
And actually, it was somebody else, wasn't it? There was somebody else who said... Who came out with that just randomly? Or was that you? You started
it. No, it was somebody else.
They said, yeah, well, I've only thrown one book across the room in my life. I was thinking, have I ever thrown a book across the room?
For me, it was Chuck Palahniuk's Haunted, which I hated so much that I had to beat it.
Yeah.
And plowed through it. And it just got more and more disgusting and gratuitous as it went on.
Yeah.
And less purposeful. Like, any opportunity he could have taken to make that book purposeful, he avoided.
I learned that with Choke. I read maybe 20 pages of that book and was like, nah.
Well, what a theme we have going on here, because my book was Pygmy by him. Poor Chuck. But I did love some of his early stuff. So, yeah. Like, I read The Fight Club before it was a movie.
What's the cutoff date for him?
Fight Club?
4 books ago. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Haunted. Because he starts to stray from genre. But I did also read, this is a terrible, I don't even want to talk about it. No.
Yeah, you do.
No. I read a book of his called Snuff. Do you know that one? And I found it interesting. It's just terrible to talk about, because the book is about three different men who are standing in a room filled with 400 men who are waiting to take their turn in a gangbang that has been organized by a star who is trying to set the record and trying to set the record straight. So there's a few things she's trying to accomplish. She's trying to set the record of having serial sex with 400 men, and then she's also trying to organize a few things in her life that have gone astray. And these three men, so there's multiple voices. He does one of those, like, each chapter is the character's voice coming back. And so you get you know, number 4, number 72, and number 400. And they're all telling you their reasons for being there. And their lives kind of come out of them waiting here, but... So I'm sorry. You can hear me sort of walking on eggshells.
I don't think I could read another book by him.
No, I find that a hard recommendation to make. But well, Jim Borcha. So this is our first universal non-recommendation. We almost need a word for this on Books for Breakfast. The author,
you know, who's never going to be on this show.
Yeah, who we won't get on the show. Yeah.
Well, maybe we have a sound for it.
Wah,
wah. Oh, you think so? Yeah, that'd be cool. Chuck Palahniuk?
That didn't quite do it.
No.
Slide whistle?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no. Chuck Palahniuk had just crashed into the tower with Ian McEwan.
That was the book going across the room and hitting the wall.
Well, let's listen to some music here.
All right.
This is a rebroadcast of Books for Breakfast from the...
Love Line Team Women in Crisis is dedicated to ending violence against all women and children. We offer shelter, support, and advocacy, as well as a 24-hour phone line. We support women survivors of emotional, physical, sexual, and financial abuse in Guelph and Wellington County. Crisis Line Guelph is 419-826-5710. sexual assault center to transitional housing and support program and the rural women's support program. The crisis line is also available to seek advice from someone else or to just speak to someone for support. For more information, check out Women in Crisis website at www.women-in-crisis.org or find us on Facebook. Again, the crisis line is 519-826-5710 for Guelph or 1-800-265-SAFE. That's 1-800-265-7233.
Ladies and gentlemen of Guelph, Hillside Festival is upon us. Join CFRU at Guelph Lake from July 22nd to 24th.
Featuring over 80 performers, including Sloan,
Sean Cootie,
Old Man Ludica,
$100,
Doug Paisley,
Dan Mangan,
Colorado,
Gobble Gobble,
The Deers,
Braids,
Serena Ryder and the Beauties,
Shad,
The Rural Alberta Advantage,
and Fred Penner.
Not to mention a stage of spoken word artists and an Aboriginal drum and dance circle.
Day passes are still available through ticketpro.ca or at Hempire at 54 Carden Street. For more information, visit hillsidefestival.ca.
Hillside Festival is an accessible event.
Listening to CFRU 93.3, the best radio station ever.
The internet is a fast, open, reliable network that is diverse, free, and allows an equal exchange of ideas. However, this reality is being challenged by monopolies in the media, as well as by decisions made on issues such as internet openness and usage-based billing. OpenMedia.ca is here to ensure that the decisions regarding the internet are fair and citizen-friendly. We engage, educate, and empower citizens on the necessity for a media communication system that adheres to the principles of democracy. For more information, visit OpenMedia.ca or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm your host, Sheila O'Reilly, and I'd like to invite you to a dog's breakfast, Saturday mornings from 10 to 11. We'll be celebrating music from all corners of the globe, with a special focus on music inspired by elsewhere, but cooked up by our many voices here in Canada. Please join me for a dog's breakfast here on CFRU 93.3 FM, on Saturday mornings from 10 to 11.
Action Read Community Literacy Center offers one-on-one tutoring and small group learning in reading, writing, math, and computers for adults aged 18 and over in Guelph. At Action Read, we help you identify what you're good at so you can work towards your goals. Learn skills to get the job you want, to work on personal budgets, creative writing projects, for test preparation, and to improve study skills.